Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 134 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls golf tonight. Later on, I'll be visiting with Ankeny Centennial coach John Peterson. I'll also be talking to J.C. Webb, one of the top players on the Ankeny squad. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is the head coach at Ankeny, and he has guided the Hawkettes to a 2-1 dual meet record thus far. He is Seth Hegarty. Seth, thanks for joining me on the phone. How are you doing?
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Tonight. Oh, you bet. I'm doing good. Well, your team is coming off a 181, the 221 victory in a dual meet at Fort Dodge on Tuesday. What did you think of your team's performance?
Honestly, it was really great to see all the girls just have some success on the course yesterday. They were all smiling, enjoying themselves. You know, golf can be such a mental sport at times, and you can have, you know, the lowest of lows and the highest of highs. So it was just great to see them just find some success, especially after the drilling grind that we've been through.
Well, we'll get into that tough schedule here in a minute, but yesterday, J.C. Webb carded a 3-over par 38 to earn medalist honors for the third time this season, and she's been your top scorer at every meet thus far. You know, boy, she's just having a great year, isn't she?
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, she's so hard on herself sometimes. She sets such high goals for herself. You know, she comes off a third-place finish at Vinker on Monday, but she wasn't happy, right? Her score was 88. That's not what she can do. That's not, like, where she wants to see herself. Again, third place, that's not bad, right? So it's just part of overcoming that mental state of hers and getting her back to where she needs to be.
Well, from what I've seen, she never seems to get too rattled on the course, you know, even when she does have a bad hole. You know, do you ever have to say much of anything to her, or can she pretty much, you know, coach herself at this point?
She does coach herself quite a bit. You know, we have a pretty good solid routine, and every single chance we go out and play, we have a pre-round talk, you know, and we just kind of talk through her goals. I always ask her all the questions that she answers, right? It's really not me saying or suggesting anything. It's always her. It's always coming from her, which is always great to see. And it's amazing how well she is prepared for a round ahead of time, right? I can't imagine anybody else in the state is that well prepared. And so it's just amazing to see her do that.
Well, your other girls had a good day yesterday as well. Kelsey Henson was the runner-up with a 46, and the rest of your girls were right behind her. Naomi Schrader-Bakar had a 47. Olivia Froelich shot a 50. Gia Blazer had a 52, and Abby North had a 55. Fort Dodge's lowest score was a 53, so you almost had the six lowest scores on the day. You know, and that would have been a pretty impressive feat if you could have done that.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, no offense to Fort Dodge girls or anything. They were sweethearts, but, I mean, that really would have been pretty awesome. And honestly, like, I didn't even think about that until we were on the way home. I was like, oh my gosh, like, we really could have had, you know, the six best scores out there yesterday. So it would have been really cool. But all in all, it was just an awesome, positive day for us.
Well, this has been a grueling week for your guys. Beginning with last Wednesday's dual meet win over Ankeny Centennial at Briarwood, your team has played 5 meets in 7 days, including 3 18-hole tournaments. You know, if your girls were tired, though, you know, it really didn't show yesterday.
Yeah, you know, there was two major factors in that, really. First, you know, we were only playing 9 holes, so that helped a ton, right? 9 versus 18. And then second, the front 9 at Fort Dodge Country Club, it's really a walk in the park compared to either 9 at Vinker. So, I mean, going from Vinker being one of the hardest courses that we'll ever see to a nice, easy, straightforward front 9 at Fort Dodge Country Club was amazing. So no water trouble, no OB. It made it so much easier on our girls, and it was easier for them just to play with confidence.
All right. Well, then your team placed fourth in the Tony Dickey Invitational on Thursday at Otter Creek, and then you followed that with a 9th place finish in the Lamson Invitational on Friday at Willow Creek. Navalley won both of those tournaments by more than 30 strokes over Marshalltown, and of course the Tigers won the Class 4A state title in 2019. You know, and they certainly look like a team that could do it again, don't they?
Absolutely. Valley is amazing, right? They're certainly my pick to win it all again for sure. They have a solid 6 girls that can play very well consistently, and that's the best part is that they are consistent. Paige Hoffman, Sapphire Sayer, they're two great girls that are just the nicest kids in the world, but they have some serious firepower on the course. So it'll certainly be fun to watch them in the state tournament this year again. And hopefully, you know, hopefully they win back-to-back.
Well, after shooting a 373 at Otter and then a 394 at Willow Creek, your team then placed fourth in the Turk Bowman Invitational on Monday at Vinker with a 424. JC placed third in that tournament, like you said, with an 88. But all of your other girls shot a 109 or higher. You know, and that's just a tremendously difficult course, isn't it?
It truly is. It's just a shot placement course, right? You can't hit drivers on every single hole. And if you've never played it before, which some of our younger girls truly hadn't played it before, right, it's just a difficult course to manage, right, because you're constantly trying to figure out what am I supposed to hit, where am I supposed to hit, how am I supposed to get to that spot, and then there was a lot of wind on top of that as well. So, you know, you could tell our girls were tired and worn down, so a lot of my job on Monday was to try to keep them positive, right? Like, I walked around, I talked to them, tried to be positive with them, tried to help them out as much as I could. But, you know, we had prom over the weekend and after prom, and you could just tell, like, in their faces, they were worn out. They were tired by that afternoon. So,
yeah, I was getting tired just watching them, you know, walk up and down some of those hills. Well, your team will have some time off now before hosting a conference dual meet against Ames on Tuesday. Now, the Little Cyclones beat you guys by 25 strokes on their home course on Monday, but do you think you might be able to reverse that outcome on your home course?
You know, Ames is a solid team. You know, they have a few girls that can score very well. So we'll kind of have to wait and see. You know, if we're playing well that day, you know, it could be one of those 50-50 meets that are where if we're playing well and they aren't, you know, maybe we get them. But, you know, wind conditions at Otter can always be tricky. So we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully we come out on top.
And then your schedule will pick up the following week with three meets, including a pair of invitationals. You'll then go back to Vinker on May 20th for the conference meet. You know, do you think your girls will be better prepared to play Vinker, you know, the next time now that they've seen it once?
Yeah, you know, when I told them that we were going back to Vinker, they weren't too happy with me. They're like, really? I have to go back?
I'll bet.
Yeah, but honestly, like, it was, you know, they're like, it'll be better. They even said, like, at least I know now. I've seen the course, right? I know where I need to hit. I know how to play different holes. I at least know the layout a little bit more. So hopefully, you know, they'll be set up for a little bit more success. I know JC's got some high goals set for conference tournament. Thing is, she loves that place. Don't ask me why, but like, she really loves that place. Probably because she qualified for state there her freshman year. So she's got good vibes, good memories from it. So I know she's looking to set pretty high goals for that conference tournament.
Well, yeah, maybe she just likes the challenge of it, too.
I think she does, truly. I really think she likes the challenging course where she has to play different shots at different times. So,
well, Marshalltown won the Ames tournament on Monday and is currently ranked third in Class 4A behind Valley and Pleasant Valley. And they look like they'd probably have to be the favorite to win the conference, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, Marshalltown, they only have five girls on their varsity team, but those five girls are really good and can play with just about anybody in our conference and have been so far. So, I mean, Amber is a solid player. I think she shot 5 under at Willow Creek. So I definitely look for Marshalltown to be a heavy favorite for sure in that conference tournament.
All right, and the regional meets are slated for May 24th, but you don't know yet where you'll be playing. Do you know when those assignments are going to come out?
Yeah, I believe they're going to be announced on May 10th. And, you know, once we know where we'll be at, we'll schedule a practice round for the varsity players that'll be playing. And that way they'll have seen the course at least once and are familiar with each hole. And I try to walk them through all 18 again before we head out to the regional tournament, just to kind of get their minds right of where they want to hit the holes, which way the wind is supposed to be coming from, where it's playing, how it's playing. So we'll try to prepare ourselves the best we can for that tournament.
Now, they announced, you know, which courses are going to host those meets yet, or could you pretty much go anywhere?
I have not heard at all. And I know the last time I talked to any of the coaches, they haven't heard either. I know a few of the schools, I know Valley put in to host it. I believe Marshalltown might have put in, and I think Fort Dodge might have put in too. So
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see. I know we couldn't have because, you know, Otter Creek is at the state tournament there this year. So
right. All right. Well, JC's a two-time individual qualifier for the state meet, but obviously your team is looking to qualify for the first time since 2011 when the Hawkettes placed fifth behind the individual champion, Beth Wagner. Now, obviously, you don't know where you'll be playing, but do you think this team has the potential to make it to state if you can get everybody playing well on the same day?
Dan, you hit it perfectly on the head there. It's going to come down to if we can play well all on the same day. All of these girls have proven that they can play well, whether that was in practice or in a meet or in an invite or whatever it might have been, right? So they have the ability to play well. It's just, can we play well on the same day, right? And so hopefully our practice round will calm some nerves. They'll know, they'll be comfortable with the course, right? And it'll give them some good vibes going into that tournament. Hopefully then, you know, we do qualify.
Well, and JC will clearly be a threat to qualify even if your team doesn't. She placed 24th as a freshman in 2018 and finished 12th as a sophomore. And she's probably got a good shot to be like a top 10 finisher this year, don't you think?
Yep, absolutely. She has set a goal this year to finish in the top 10. That's one of her early season goals. But, you know, the thing is, there are, and she knows this too, there are several girls throughout the state with some solid games that will also be aiming for that mark as well. So she will have her work cut out for her, you know, but the thing is, she'll be prepared no matter what, right? I truly hope that she does qualify. I'm assuming that she would. But, you know, with it being at Otter, she'll know exactly what she needs to do.
Well, you mentioned, yeah, that the state meet will be at Otter. So obviously if your team can make it, or if JC qualifies as an individual, you know, that's going to be a great advantage to have, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Otter Creek, it can be an easy course, but it can also be a very difficult course if you're unfamiliar with it. And especially if there's any amount of wind. Right? And the wind can be coming from the north, it can be coming from the south, and which makes some of those holes really, really long and so and very difficult. So if you're not familiar with it, it can be a challenge. But our girls play it all the time, so if we do qualify, that'll be nice. It'll be a comfortable place for them to play. It'll be a little nerve-wracking that it's the state tournament, but at the same time, it won't be as bad because it will be our course.
So if you do have some girls there at state, I mean, would you like it to be like a really windy couple of days there?
You know, the thing is, our girls know how to play in the wind out there, so I wouldn't mind it, you know, because it would be kind of a to our advantage. But again, I always love to have a beautiful day to play golf, you know, less than 10 miles an hour and 75 degrees is the ideal, right? So we'll see.
All right, Seth, well, hey, really appreciate your time tonight. Enjoyed the conversation. So good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me tonight.
Hey, you bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny team, and she has been the top player for the Hawkettes throughout her varsity career. She's a two-time individual state qualifier, and she has been a three-time medalist this season. She is JC Webb. JC, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I just got done talking with Coach Haggerty, and we talked about what a difficult stretch of meets that you guys have had here, playing five times in a span of 7 days after yesterday's dual meet at Fort Dodge. Are you glad to get a few days off now before your next meet?
Yeah, and that's not something I usually say often, but I kind of needed a couple days rest after that. But yesterday was a nice day to finish off with a nine-hole meet for our whole team.
Well, I know I walked a few holes with your group on Monday at Vinker, and I was getting tired just watching you guys try to push your carts up some of those huge hills. That meet had to be really exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Vinker's one of those courses that you can get tired on pretty quickly, but it's kind of what makes that course a lot of fun to play, personally.
Well, you've had to play 72 holes in the last week, three 18-hole tournaments and two 9-hole meets. So do you think you get more mentally or physically tired when you have to play that much in such a short time?
Tired than it was physically, because I personally didn't feel like I played very well on Friday, and then I know I didn't play good Monday. So Tuesday, it was just kind of one of those things where I was kind of looking forward to playing it, getting over with, and then just kind of going back to basics and trying to get my mental game back in a spot where I wanted it to be.
We've certainly had an outstanding season thus far. You carded a 38 yesterday to earn medalist honors by 8 strokes in the meet at Fort Dodge. What was the key to your success on that course?
Smart yesterday than playing aggressive, and that definitely worked out in my favor. I got in trouble on one hole, but then it was really just came down to putting yesterday, and that's what really helped me.
Well, yeah, you had 7 pars in your round and really only had one bad hole. That was a double bogey on the par 5 7th. So what happened on that hole? Did you just get in a bad spot or something?
Actually, I hit my drive great. It was right down the center of the fairway, and then I had over 200 left with wind blowing in my face, and I took out my 7 wood and just kind of pulled it. And if I pull that shot, especially with wind in my face, it tends to hang up in the air for a long time. And it just hung up really bad up in the air and got back behind a couple of trees, and I just decided to play it smart and punch out, and then just made a bad decision after that, and it just kind of spiraled a little bit.
All right. Well, you're currently tied for 19th in the entire state with an adjusted 18-hole average of 84.55, and that puts you in a tie for 11th in Class 4A. So have you been happy overall, you know, with the way you've played this season?
I've been okay with the way I played. It's I was really happy with the way I played at Otter and Briarwood, and then Willow Creek, my game was really sound except for my putting. I really struggled on my putting that day, and then Vinker, I was 5 over, I think, through my first 12 holes, and then I kind of blew up on my last 6 holes or whatever it was, and just had a bad hole, and my mental game just kind of, it made me spiral a little bit, so I wasn't too happy about that, but I'm looking forward to the next couple of meets to get back down to the 70s where I like to be at.
All right, well, you opened the season on April 12th with an 83 at the Centennial Invitational, where you earned medalist honors while leading your team to a runner-up finish. And then last Wednesday, you carded a 38 there to again earn medalist honors as your team defeated Centennial in a dual meet. So do you just like the Briarwood course or something?
Actually, Briarwood's one of my least favorite courses we play. Just because that back nine is, it's not terribly difficult, but 17 and 18 are some of my least favorite holes like in the state because they're very layup holes. So somehow I kind of had to just put that out of my head that I didn't like them and just play the course for what it was. And I think that kind of helped me in both of those days.
All right. And then you've had three other top 10 finishes at your 18-hole invites this season. You already mentioned a little bit about how you played there. But, yeah, you placed fifth with a 78 in the Tony Dickey Invitational at Otter Creek. And then you finished ninth with an 83 in the Lambsden Invitational at Willow Creek. And you placed third with that 88 at the Turk Bowman Invitational on Monday at Vinker. And, yeah, considering the difficulty of that course, you know, at Vinker, I mean, do you feel like that score was comparable to those other two? I know you said you didn't feel like you played very well there at Vinker.
I think it was an okay score compared to what the day was, but I walked off of that day a little upset and just frustrated because I knew that I could play way better on that course than I have. And like I said, it's one of my favorite courses we play on our schedule this year, and so I'm really looking forward to redeem my score in the conference meet.
All right. And, of course, you led your team to fourth place finishes at both the Dickey Invite and the Bowman Invite, which both featured some of the state's top teams. Have you been pleased with the progress of the team thus far?
Oh, yes. I've been so pleased with the team. The girls have been putting in so much work over the last month, and we've just been seeing a lot of improvement from our varsity girls. We've been seeing a lot of improvement from our JV girls, which is something I'm looking forward to seeing how the team does when I'm actually not here anymore.
Well, Valley easily won both the tournaments at Otter and Willow Creek, and they certainly look like a team that could win state again after winning it in 2019. Can you see anybody beating the Tigers this year?
I don't think as a team anybody's going to beat them. They just have their top 4 or 5 lineup is really solid, and they all play really good golf, and I'd love to see them get another state title.
Well, you've already seen some of the state's top players this year, like Paige Hoffman of Valley and Shannon Vogler of Bettendorf, who were the top two finishers at the state meet in 2019. And I know you were playing in the same group on Monday with Amber Henson of Marshalltown, who's another elite player. So who has impressed you the most, or who do you think is the favorite to win state this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of friends with all of them, so it's hard for me to pick one over the other. But I think Paige, Shannon, Amber, Riley from Newton, I think those are going to be some of your top competitors at state. But I think there's also a good chance for somebody just to come in and blow people out of the water, too. I'm really interested to see how that's going to go this year.
Just somebody like you, maybe?
I would hope, but we'll see. I mean, state's at my home course, so you don't know what can happen.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that here in a minute. Your team still has a couple of invitationals left. You'll play in the Waukee Invite at Beaver Creek on May 10th and the Southeast Polk Invite at Copper Creek on May 13th, and then you will return to Vinker on May 20th for the conference meet. Sounds like you are looking forward to getting back there and taking another crack at Vinker, huh?
Oh, yes. Like I said, Vinker is my favorite course we play, and you don't hear that a lot from people, but Vinker provides a challenge that we don't really get to play on our schedule a whole lot, and so I really enjoy that, and I'm really looking forward to shooting a better score than an 88 on the 19th.
Well, you've probably seen that course more times than some of your teammates. Do you think your teammates will benefit, you know, from seeing that course once now when they get back there?
Yeah, a lot of our girls walked into that not knowing about the hills, and we actually spent the van ride up there. I walked them through the course because that was my regional course my freshman year, and then I've played it a couple of times throughout the summer for my tournament schedule. So I've seen the course a lot, so I kind of just walked them through how to play certain holes, what clubs to hit off of, the certain tee boxes, and I think that helped a lot of the girls a bunch, and I think it'll be a big confidence boost going into conference that they've seen the course now as well.
All right, and the regional meets will be held on May 24th, and I know you don't know where your team will be playing yet, but if you could pick any course to play on, which one would you choose? I mean, would you want to go back to Vinker again just after playing there at the conference meet?
I'd love to go back to Vinker. I've seen some of the schools that have put in for a regional course, so it's kind of hard to tell where we'll be at. But Vinker would be one of my top picks, but I don't think they put in for it. But Fort Dodge would be another course I'd like to go play. It's really just going to depend on which teams are there, too, because I'd like for our team to have the best qualification.
Sure. Well, I'm sure you feel like you have a good chance to qualify for state as an individual no matter where you play. You know, do you feel like your team, you know, has a chance to qualify this year?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we have a great chance to qualify. Like I said, I think it's just going to depend on what regional course we get picked and what teams are there, because my freshman year, Valley and Waukee were placed at the same regional site, and they were two of the top teams in the state. So that kind of nobody else really had a shot at qualifying after that. So I'm kind of hoping we get placed in a good spot where we have a great chance at qualifying.
All right. Well, you've placed 24th and 12th in your two previous state meet appearances. And, of course, last season was canceled, so you didn't have a chance to qualify. But if you are able to qualify this year, like you said, you'll get a chance to play in your home course because the state meet will be held at Otter Creek on June 1st and 2nd. How much of an advantage would that be for you?
Oh, that's going to be a huge advantage because we play that in practice all the time, and I play that in the summer a lot too, so I know the ins and outs of that course, and I know where I need to put the ball and all the little spots, especially wind too, because wind is a big deal out at Otter, and who knows what the wind's going to be like at state. So that's kind of a big advantage that I have over a lot of other teams.
Yeah, Coach Haggerty was just telling me that your goal, you know, since the beginning of the season was to be like a top 10 finisher at the state, but you know, I'm sure you're not going to sell yourself short. You could probably finish even higher than that, don't you think?
Yeah, I told him, I'm like, top 10 is what I want, but I really want top 6. If I don't get top 6 but still place in the top 10, I'm going to be happy.
All right, JC, well, I wanted to finish up with you by talking about your future a little bit. You've signed a letter of intent to play at William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri, and I'm sure you're anxious to get your college career underway. Do you think you'll have a chance to play right away next year?
I hope so. Coach Sager has recruited a lot of girls out of the 2021 class, so I think it's really going to come down to how I play over the summer and then coming into the fall, how I play at new distances and new courses. I'd love to start off playing, and I think I have a good shot if I just keep my head on the right spot and just stay dedicated and focused.
Well, I was wondering how COVID affected William Jewell's season last year, but it looks like they had a few events canceled in the spring, but the team, you know, then resumed playing in the fall. So you guys will typically play, you know, some events in both the spring and the fall. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And I was looking at their roster, and, you know, they do have a few girls from the Kansas City area, but they also have a couple of international players from Germany and Sweden. So boy, Coach Sager, he'll just go anywhere to find the right players, won't he?
Oh, yeah, he will. He was a great guy. He's pretty much what made the recruiting process so easy for me, and he made my decision very easy because I said from the get-go when I was starting to look at teams, I wanted somebody that kind of reminded me of Coach Haggerty because he's been a big part of my game, and Coach Sager definitely reminded me a lot of Coach Haggerty.
All right, JC. Well, hey, enjoyed the conversation tonight. Thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Hey, you bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my final guest tonight is the head coach of the Ankeny Centennial girls golf team. His squad currently boasts a 1-2 dual meet record. He is John Peterson. John, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Thank you, Dana. Have a good night.
Yep. Well, your team is coming off a 13th place finish on Tuesday in the Linmar Invitational at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. What did you think of your team's performance? It was kind of a rough day, wasn't it?
Returning, I mean, obviously with the COVID year, you know, everybody had a lapse in there, but we had lost all of our varsity players, so we came into the year with no varsity experience at all, and very few girls that have had very much competitive golf experience. So we're growing and we're working hard to try and get better.
Well, I don't imagine too many of your girls had probably even seen that course over there, had they?
No, we, no, different than what we're used to around here too. So, I mean, you know, it was nice on the way home. We talked about, you know, if you really go through your round and think about shots that you lost. So, you know, not shots that you just didn't hit really well, but just shots that you lost out of bounds, penalty strokes, you know, maybe completely, you know, topping one. You know, the girls, our scores were really good if we could get rid of all those extra strokes. So the girls are understanding that, okay, it takes concentration, and they have the ability. We just have to get there to where we're scoring on.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the effect of losing last season to COVID, and I'm sure many of your girls would have been able to gain some valuable experience last year if you would have been able to have a season. So do you still feel like you're trying to play catch up a little bit?
There's no doubt this year. I think some of the better teams around here, you know, their girls, they had some sophomores that were playing varsity, you know, 2 years ago, so now they're seniors. You know, some freshmen that were playing. We just weren't in that case. We were very senior-dominated. And then junior dominated. So we basically we lost a year. But again, we're no different program than any other program around here. So we have some work to do, and I'm excited because I see our girls growing. The golf is one of those sports that you just kind of, it's you versus the course. And you have some good days and you have some bad days. And we just have to limit our bad days right now.
Well, of course, many people know you as the longtime coach of the Ankeny boys basketball team. I think you coached the Hawks for what, was it 18 seasons? Well, in all those years, you obviously had to replace, you know, some key seniors every year, but, you know, you would usually return at least a few players with some varsity experience each season. So, I mean, do you ever recall having a basketball team that was even close to being, you know, as inexperienced as this golf team is?
The only time would have been the year after the split. You know, that was that year the year we split.
Right.
The year before, we played eight players most of the time, and we lost two to graduation, and the other six lived on the north side of town, so... That year coming back was a basketball season, very similar to what we're doing right now with the golf season.
All right. Well, your team has made some gradual progress this season. You guys opened the year on April 12th with a fifth-place finish in the Centennial Invitational at Briarwood. You shot a 223 for 9 holes in a dual meet win over Mason City 2 days later. And then a week later, you lowered your score to 211 on the same course during a loss to Ankeny. So it does seem like you guys are getting better with each meet.
Talking about our lack of experience, so as you're playing 3, 4, 5 meets, you know, that experience is getting better. And you know, Briarwood, you can see that we've played that course quite a bit. Obviously it's where we practice, so we're getting our experience there. Now we have to transmit that and get that experience on other courses, and I think that's always a key. It will be interesting. We go back to Elmwood in Marshalltown tomorrow for an invitational, and we had played Marshalltown there earlier in the year, and it was not a good outing for us. But again, it was a new course and different than what we practiced. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow to see if we haven't made that improvement that we think we have.
We have a freshman, Peyton Drefke, who's been your top scorer most of the season. She tied for 11th at the Centennial Invitational with a 106, and she twice earned runner-up honors in dual meets before placing 15th with a 94 in the Tony Dickey Invitational on Thursday at Otter Creek. So she's got a bright future ahead of her, doesn't she?
She really does. When we have a lot of girls like that, Peyton has just kind of been the freshman that's kind of stood out right now as far as hitting the ball consistently. And she's learning to score, you know. It's quite interesting when you talk to some of the other people around and they watch Peyton hit. You know, they said, wow, she's got a really great future. And, you know, how long has she been playing? And you tell her, well, competitive, you know, since the season started. So she's played golf in the past but never in that competitive golf situation. And I know she's really excited about where she is and frustrated at the same time when she doesn't shoot well. But that's just the game. So
sure. And then you have a junior, Caitlin Ault, who's been your number two player most of the season. She matched Drefke with a 52 in the dual meet win over Mason City. And then she led your team yesterday with a 109. Now, I'm assuming that she's Nikki Ault's sister, so she's probably got some golfing in her blood, doesn't she?
She does. Her family is very good athletes. You know, she has a sister that went and played soccer. And then, you know, and then her other sister went and played her swimming.
Swimming, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're very good athletes, and they do play a lot of golf, and I know Dad helps out quite a bit. And, Caitlin's, she's come a long way. Again, you know, I think where she was a freshman the last time we actually played. And then, you know, after the COVID year. So as a junior, she's really stepped up, and she's grown quite a bit in those 2 years. So really hope to see her continue to grow over the rest of this season and into next.
Well, then the other girls who have seen some varsity action for you this season are Olivia Johnson, Samantha Lazier, Grace Miller, Tessa Warderhoff, Delaney Miller, and Vivian Wilson. And I know Vivian had a nice meet yesterday with a 111. And I know you've changed your lineup a few times. So I'm guessing you're still trying to find, you know, that right mix of the six players, aren't you?
Actually talked with them tonight about the fact that Monday we'll probably have a different lineup than we're going to have tomorrow. And I told them, I said, we're just in that position where we have a lot of girls that are shooting the same scores. And so let's get as many girls the experience as we possibly can this year. And really just trying to get them excited about the game so that even after the season's over that they continue to play. Spring golf is always one of the hardest things to do. I get that luxury of coaching freshman boys. And they play in the fall, and they've had all summer to practice and all summer to play. And then, you know, you come into the season where, you know, in Iowa, it's been all winter long, and everybody's kind of been sheltered.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, well, let's see, it's spring break, and it's not very nice weather, and we're going to start playing golf now. So it's hard on the girls. It really is.
We, all of these girls are obviously very inexperienced, like you mentioned. From what you've seen, where do you think they've struggled the most? Has it been off the tee or on the greens, or is it just kind of all over the place?
It's scoring. It's, you know, it's legitimately scoring is really going to come from short game and putting. But we're having the penalty strokes, you know. So it's just inexperience. It really is. When I just yesterday, Coach Morgan, who played golf at Drake and is just a fantastic coach, she and I were sitting there talking, and we were watching some of our girls hit. You know, we see them hit a great shot, and then all of a sudden, you know, we three putt or we four putt, or you know, we just duck up one into the creek. You know, just little things like that. So it's just the consistency and the experience that we need to keep working through.
Yeah, I'm sure the course management's probably part of it too, you know, because with that inexperience, they probably get in some situations where they choose the wrong club. And then, you know, once you do that, you're kind of behind the eight ball from the start, aren't you?
Yeah, you're always trying to scramble. So, again, that's experience, you know, that course management, things like that. You know, everybody can see where you want to hit the golf ball. Everybody has a pretty good idea of how far you want to hit the golf ball. But very few people in the world can hit the golf ball where you want to. And the people that are good at it, play a lot, have a ton of experience, and just know how to control their nerves. And it comes from experience. So that's the part that, you know, I keep saying it, but I can't replace it. So between now and, you know, hopefully the end of the season, we'll get that experience to where we're playing some pretty good golf.
You mentioned that your team will play in the Marshalltown Invitational tomorrow, and then next week you'll play in the Johnston Invitational at Jester Park on Monday before hosting a dual meet against Fort Dodge on Wednesday. You know, what are you hoping to see from this team over the next couple of weeks? Are you just trying to get a little bit better each day?
Better each day. And you know, we keep talking right now. You know, we're pushing that 100 stroke max as far as where we're at. And I really want to see us get down below that 100 strokes. And Peyton's done it. But we need at least four of the six to start being a little bit more competitive. So that's kind of the goal that I've kind of set. We talk about bogey golf. You know, if you shoot for bogey golf, you don't quite make it, you're still going to score fairly well. So we're really pushing that with them. And just, again, having fun, enjoying the game. Because if they can keep having fun and enjoying the game, they're going to keep playing. And those scores will come.
Well, I know the regional meet sites haven't been announced yet, so you don't know where you'll be going yet. And I don't know, depending on who you see at your regional, I don't know if you feel like this team would have any chance to qualify for state. I mean, it's probably going to be tough no matter where you go, but, you know, you got to have goals, right?
Exactly. And you know what? Hey, I've coached for 32 years in one sport or another, just about all of them. And I don't think I've ever gone into a competition where I didn't think we could get beat. And I didn't think we could win. And I know it won't be any different right now because I watched the girls stand at the range around the putting greens. They have great attitudes. And you know what? It's golf. If we catch it on the right day and somebody doesn't catch it on the right day, you never know what can happen. So we're going to keep shooting for that. I guarantee you there's no way in the world that we'll be going into our regionals thinking we have no hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your second full season coaching the team, and it had to be a big adjustment for you going from coaching boys basketball to girls golf. You know, have you been enjoying it?
It's been a lot of fun. It really has been a lot of fun. It's been a really nice way for me to just enjoy that competitive piece and be with the girls. And I get to coach golf with the boys in the fall. And so it's been a very good transition.
Now, do you have to make some adjustments? I'm sure coaching girls is different than coaching boys.
You know what? I don't know. I grew up with two sisters and I have two daughters. I'm not so sure it's much different. So I'm used to the females, and they make me laugh and they make me smile. And, you know, the boys did too. So behind the scenes, you get frustrated with them, but that's the same with both also. So.
Sure. Well, yeah, just having a good time is part of the whole deal. So it sounds like you guys are doing that.
It is, and we have a wonderful group of girls.
All right, Pete. Well, hey, enjoyed the conversation. Thanks a lot for your time. Good luck the rest of the season.
You bet, Dan. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your work.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Come back next week for another edition of the podcast. I'm not sure yet what we're going to be talking about, but coming up on Monday night will be the big Jaghawk soccer doubleheader at Northview Stadium. So that should be a big night of soccer. And it's probably a good chance we'll be talking some soccer next Wednesday. So come back for another edition of the podcast.